Everyone knows the story of Easter. Jesus dies on Friday, is put in a little cave tomb with a large round stone door, and then on Sunday the cave is found empty with the door opened because he's miraculously back alive. He then knocks around for 40 days doing some cool stuff before finally ascending to heaven. But what did Jesus do on the day when he was supposedly dead? That is, on today, the Saturday after Good Friday and before Easter Sunday. Well, turns out he went on an epic Dungeons & Dragons style quest to hell where, wielding the Sword of Holy Smiting +5, he slays all manner of beasts, saving all of the old prophets such as Adam and Eve, Noah and Moses, while bringing Satan to his knees in the process. You see, while Jesus died for all our sins, there is, technically speaking, a bit of a problem. What happened to all of those good people worthy of getting into heaven who had died before Jesus came to save us? Well, they were stuck in a place called the Gates, or if you prefer, Limbo, which was locked in a special chamber in hell. I mean, even Adam and Eve were stuck down there. That's why Jesus had to go down to kick some demon ass and save all of the prisoners, who just so happened to be all of our favourite characters from the Old Testament. But alas, no one ever talks about this. And I'd like to change that this year by drawing attention to this awesome story. Now, there has been quite a lot of scholarly disagreement over this story, but quite simply, who cares about that when it is so cool? Let us consider some of the more awesome lines in the Bible to celebrate this. Here's Johnny Cash.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
And Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you and had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. Jesus went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. But to each one of us, grace had been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it, or God, says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I shall free your prisoners from the waterless pit. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. So I hope you will join me on this day to celebrate the utter awesomeness that is the harrowing of hell.
now available at the Academic Agency. Sharpen your analytical mind and your argumentation skills with Foundations of Logic. The course draws on the ancient wisdom of traditional logic that students learned for over 2,000 years, from the time of Aristotle through to the medieval schoolmen, right down to the 20th century. Sign up now for a free preview lecture.
Be sure to like this video and subscribe. And if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.